The defending champion Black Ferns have been drawn to play Wales, Australia and the winner of the final qualifying tournament in their pool at next year's World Cup in New Zealand. The draw was made in Auckland this morning. The 12-team tournament will be played in Auckland and Whangarei in September and October next year. Team New Zealand will be on the water today for the first time in 5 weeks, testing their second AC-75 race boat, which was unveiled last night in Auckland. The 75-foot hydrofouling monohull has a focus on aerodynamics and has been described by the team as the most advanced boat to ever be made in New Zealand. The team's head designer, Dan Bernasconi, says despite all of the simulation and off-the-water testing the boat has gone through, he isn't expecting it will all be plain sailing.
We've got a really good idea of how she should behave. We've simulated her to the sort of nth degree, so hopefully there won't be any surprises. But there will be some niggles. You know, it's a huge amount of complex hydraulics and electronics in the boat. There's always going to be a few teething problems.
Dan Bernasconi. The first match of the West Indies cricket team's tour of New Zealand starts this morning. The Windies have a 3-day match against New Zealand A in Queenstown. Black Caps batsmen Henry Nicholls and Will Young and latest call-up Devon Conway will all feature for New Zealand A, and their coach Glenn Pocknell says the players are excited to get going.
It's been a busy season already domestically, but now these guys have an opportunity to represent New Zealand for the first international side of the summer, so that's a pretty special experience for these guys, and everyone can't wait to get out and have a crack at the West Indies.
Glenn Pocknell, the West Indies play 2 warm-up matches in Queenstown before the first T20 International at Eden Park next Friday. And the former Sri Lankan paceman Nuan Zoisa has been found guilty of match-fixing. 42-year-old Zoisa, who played 30 tests and 95 ODIs, was provisionally suspended in October 2018 and charged with 3 offences, including being party to an effort to fix a match. Koina ngā pūrongo, hākinikina.